Has there ever been a social movement that tried to transform the status quo that was not undermined by the use, or one may even say, misuse of snitches? As we have seen in the long tortured history of slave rebellions, snitches often sold out their fellows and betrayed communal liberation efforts for their own petty interests or because of their own servile needs to please massa. That compulsion did not end when the formal institution of slavery ended, and it continues into the present era. During the radical 1960s, the reality of governmental infiltration into organizations and collectives was ever present. Nor did radicals and revolutionaries only have to live with a silent, hidden monitoring of their activities by someone who is a neutral, albeit unknown, observer. For the very nature of the intelligence enterprise was neither its neutrality nor its inoffensiveness, but its nakedly martial character. It was, in effect, a form of social, political, and economic warfare, an active campaign of state intrusion and antagonism, with clearly destructive objectives to, in the words drawn from the files of the FBI itself, disrupt, discredit, and neutralize radical and especially black nationalist, in COINTELPRO's black hate groups. In practice, this meant any group that disagreed with prevailing government policies on war, civil rights, black empowerment, poverty, women's rights, and so forth. What did this mean in the real world, where terms like neutralize have a, well, neutral meaning? If American history is any indication, bureaucratic terms and phrases often obscure far more than they reveal when it relates to state actions and intentions. In this context, where radical was but a synonym for subversive, or in the now dated argot of the era, communist-inspired, one who was deemed radical was in thought and actual response a state enemy and could be treated accordingly. Thus, an informant was often far more than one who merely provided the state with information on those classified as targets by the national security state. His or her job was often to disrupt the normal functioning of organizations by creating dissension, by lies, by trickery, by misdirection, and if all else failed, by violence, the elimination of targets by internal and external means. What this meant, in the case of the Black Panther Party, may be seen by the actual actions undertaken by several FBI and related state agency informants who betrayed their confederates through fear or for want of favor and actively sabotaged the Black Liberation Movement. You've been listening to an excerpt from We Want Freedom, The Snitch Game. This is its author, from Death Row, Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.